Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Zim's Beer Review. I'm your host, Garrett Zimmer. Thanks for tuning in today. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for joining us on the live stream. We have a little bit of something new going on today. If you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube Live, you'll see on screen, not only do we have a beer on tap today, but we also have a logo on screen. This episode is actually sponsored by a local brewery to me here in Wyoming called the Mishap Brewing Company. They are located in Buffalo, Wyoming, which is just actually a couple hours north of where I live. You'll learn a lot more about them as this episode goes on, but kind of let you guys know about that. The kind folks at Mishap Brewing sponsored this episode and actually got me a bottle of their beer to review today. The one we're going to be reviewing is the Firehole Chili Porter. It is a chili style porter beer. And this is actually only available on draft. Mishap Brewing is a small brewery in Buffalo, Wyoming, and they actually only distribute their beer through kegs and draft. They have not gotten into the bottling side of things, so I have to give them a huge thank you for putting this into a bottle for me, specifically for me to try today and review. I hope you guys enjoy it, but I got to give them a huge thanks to that. So let's get right into this. I'm excited. So let's just go ahead and pop this thing right open and give this a try. I've never had this before. Didn't know anything about it going into it. Just a little bit of information that's written on the label here. I don't know if it's showing up on the live stream or not. It says that it is 6% alcohol and the IBUs are just over 30. But that's all I know. So we'll be learning about this together. And then I'll give you a little bit of my quick review on the beer. My initial thoughts. What I instantly taste or love or don't love or whatever. We'll give you my quick thoughts and then we'll go into more about the brewery and get you guys a little bit more information on them. So let's go ahead and pour this. So as I'm pouring it, it is really deep black in color. We don't have a lot of head on it, but I'm gonna have to say that's probably because it was bottled from a draft keg. It wasn't a normal bottling process, so slightly less carbonation, but it's also to be expected. This was bottled specifically for me, and they didn't have the normal bottling process that you would have if you are a brewery that specializes in bottling. So let's give this a smell here. The first smell, I don't smell chili right off the bat. The first smell I get is like a chocolatey, it smells like a porter, like you would expect. It has that deep flavor scent to it, but I do smell chocolate, a similar vanilla almost. Maybe a little bit of chili on the back end. We'll go ahead and give this a try and see if we can taste it more than smell it. That's a really, really smooth porter. I do taste the chilies more than I smelled the chilies. And Emily over at Mishap kind of let me know a little bit about their brew process for this specific beer so that I had a little bit of information to spread to you guys. So this porter was brewed with Japanese red chilies, and they actually put the Japanese red chilies in the beer throughout the beer process. It's not an additive later. It's actually Japanese red chilies that are in it, I would assume, through the boil all the way through up till they keg this, through fermentation, everything. And I do taste that. It's not... I've had one other chili beer previously. I want to say it was out of Fort Collins, Colorado. I'm not 100% sure. I may have to, I'll have to get back to you guys on that. But I do feel like I've had one chili beer in the past, and it was a punch you in the face chili, burn you down the throat. It was a rough drinking beer, if I'm being honest. But this one here, it has that chili flavor, but it's really on the back end. The first flavor you get is just like the scent. It's that chocolatey vanilla flavor. After you swallow and it sits there for a minute, on the back end, you start to get a little bit of heat. Not burning, just the chili flavor. So it's not necessarily a hot burn of a chili, but you get the flavor of the chili, which is actually really nice. I'd have to say this is overall a really great chili porter. I was extremely skeptical over whether or not I would really enjoy a chili porter. The idea, the concept sounds super interesting, but you're like, I don't know if those flavors are really going to mix that well, but they surprisingly do. It's not a punchy in the face with chocolate or chili. It's actually quite smooth throughout. One other flavor I'm picking up as I've had a couple of drinks is almost a coffee flavor, something you'd expect from a porter. But I am starting to pick up a little bit of coffee, which could be with the chocolate and vanilla mix there. Yeah, it's actually going down really smooth. I enjoy that beer. I do wish it had a little more carbonation, but like I said, that's expected. If I got this at a restaurant or at a bar on draft, I'm sure it would have more carbonation. Just what we had to go through to get this on the podcast, I think we lost a little bit of carbonation. The flavor is still there 100%, however. So I'm going to let you guys know a little bit more about Mishap Brewing. They went out of their way to do this for me today so that I could bring you guys a super local small brewery beer, one that's not even in bottles. So I have to give them huge props for that. Thank you, thank you, thank you to the folks over at Mishap. So Mishap Brewing, you can find them on Twitter at Mishap Brewing. I think they're also on Facebook under the same name. So they were started in Buffalo, Wyoming, which is northern Wyoming, in 2012. They originally started with three owners. Excuse me. Started with three owners. Since their inception, they've actually had some owner changes, and they're down to one of the original three owners, which is actually kind of a cool story in itself. From what I know and from what I've gained from talking to them, it's almost gotten down to like a family endeavor. It's a husband and wife who own it. Sister works there. I think that's such a cool story. I want to say it's Chris and Melissa own it, and Emily is the one that I've been working with. She's the one who was kind enough to get us this beer. So it's kind of like a family endeavor. They actually were formerly known when they first started. They started as Clear Creek Brewing, but they actually were forced to change their name. That story, according to Mishap Brewing Now, that story can be found in the local news. If you go to Casper Star Tribune, which is Wyoming, Casper specifically's news source, you can find out more about that. But I think it was probably just a conflict with another company of the same name. So anyways, as far as the beers go, they are a small brewery, but they have 16 beers on tap regularly throughout the year, which is a lot more than I would have expected. They have 20 beers total, but 16 of them are on regularly. The 20 number comes from the seasonal beers, the one-off beers, stuff like that. So they do a couple cool seasonal beers, or I don't want to call them one-off beers, but it may not necessarily have a season or a holiday to go with it. One of them is I might pronounce this wrong, I think it's the Absaroka Ale. They make it for what they call Longmire Days. I don't know if any of you have ever seen the TV show Longmire, but it is actually based in Buffalo, Wyoming. And so they made that beer kind of as homage to that, which is kind of cool. They have a London Porter. This is a porter. But they have a London Porter, which is their winter porter. They have a St. Mary's Irish Stout that is available around St. Patrick's Day, like you would expect. They have a blackberry-infused blonde ale. I'm really excited to try this one. This one used to be a summer beer, but it was so popular through the summer that Mishap decided to keep it on year-round. And so now it's one of their staple beers. I talked to my buddy at the local liquor store, and they have a growler fill station there. He said that the next beer that's coming up on their growler station is going to be that blackberry-infused blonde ale. So I'm super, super excited to try that. Keep an eye out for one of those reviews. Hopefully in the near future. I don't know when it will make it to tap, but that is one I'm excited to try. They have a new beer that's just come out this year, I want to say, called the October Sunrise. It's an American Amber. That is for the fall, Halloween-ish time frame. And they have a new one coming out that is not out yet, but it's going to be called the Milk Stout. And that one is going to be released on Nitro. And I don't know if any of you have had a beer on Nitro before. Most beers are carbonated with CO2. If you've ever had a Guinness on draft, a lot of times Guinness is on Nitro. It's a really, really smooth. It makes the beer really smooth, like a creamy flavor, having it carbonated with nitrogen rather than carbon dioxide. Really cool thing that they're doing. I'll have to keep an eye out for that one. Check my local liquor stores or wherever to see if I can find that, because that will be a good one to try. I also was informed that they make root beer. So non-alcoholic root beer. They make it for kids. They have a restaurant / tap room in Buffalo. I think right now they're only serving beer. They have not expanded to the restaurant side yet, but you can order the root beer up there for kids if you go there for dinner or whatever. I looked on there. I did a little bit of a background check search on their whole setup that they have up in Buffalo, and it is not necessarily a restaurant, but they openly welcome you to order food from other restaurants and bring it in and eat in there and have drinks and hang out with friends, which I thought was a super cool thing to do, that you would allow other foods to come in, even though you're not serving it yourself. Just a really cool atmosphere. So that's something cool that they do up in Buffalo. They currently are distributing to Casper here in Wyoming, Sheridan in Wyoming, and Gillette in Wyoming. They've been on those three, or in those three cities primarily, but I was recently told that they just now got into a location in KC, Wyoming, which, if you're not familiar with Wyoming, is kind of right in between Casper and Buffalo. So congratulations to them. Now they have four distribution areas expanding like they want to. So I think that's really cool. I got to say, if you're ever in Wyoming, if you're ever passing through, if you stumble into Buffalo, Wyoming, I highly suggest stopping. You got to give their beer a try. I'm really excited to try some of their other beers. I was very pleasantly surprised with this one. This chili porter kind of caught me off guard. I wasn't sure what to expect, and I was pleasantly surprised with the flavor. It's heavy, but it's not overwhelmingly heavy. It has that chili flavor, so it kind of gives you something different to just linger in your mouth. Something different than you would expect with your average porter. So I think that's kind of cool. It doesn't make it so similar to something a porter you'd be used to. anyways, if you're in Buffalo, if you're passing through Wyoming, I highly suggest trying their brews. If their other beers are as good as this one, they know what they're doing up there. So highly recommend, give Mishap a try. They at their bar that they have in Buffalo, they regularly have live music. They have bingo night. They open it up for football games, college games, NFL games, just trying to bring people in. It's a super cool atmosphere. Highly recommend you check it out. So thank you. Thank you so much to Mishap. I can't tell you enough how thankful I am that you guys did this for me. So to everyone listening, to everyone watching, thank you for downloading or streaming with me, however you're tuning in today. Thank you. If you'd like to stay up to date on all my upcoming podcasts, upcoming beer reviews, feel free to follow me on Twitter. You can find me at Zim's Beer Review. I'm also on YouTube at the same name, Zim's Beer Review. And so until next time, happy drinking.